Alright, so we're going to have a little tutorial about the different perspectives of the American Revolution. There's four main perspectives, and the issue with these four evolve around one key event, and that's what happened after the French and Indian War. After the French and Indian War, Britain was in massive debt, and their ally was the American colonies. They took on the French and the Native Americans, hence the French and Indian War. What resulted was this. Britain basically had a problem where they had to figure out how to get out of debt. And they looked towards their American colonies as sort of the possible means of using them to help them get out of this 132 million pounds of war debt. So what they decided to do was to begin taxing the American colonists. Now, what this did is it divided the American colonists into basically three separate groups. One was called the Loyalist, one was called the Patriot, and one was called the Neutralist. Now, Loyalists, in regards to Britain, you know, it's not a misnamer, they remained loyal. They were sort of, you can say they were pro-Britain. While on the other hand, Patriots sort of took on this anti-British mentality. And I'll explain why in a little bit. They were anti-British. And then the neutralists, well, neutral means you're sort of in the middle. You don't really take a stance. So this was a group who was undecided. Now, going back to the Patriot, during the course of this taxation, all right, Britain didn't really give the American colonists any say or representation in their parliament in terms of how they were going to be taxed and on what level they were going to be taxed. So this angered a lot of colonists. And so colonists started protesting, they started boycotting these goods, and this created tension between not only the British and these Patriot American colonists, but also the Loyalists as well. And what ended up happening was the Loyalists and the Patriot ended up having this sort of race to see if they could convert the Neutralists to their particular side. So if you, you know, dig around in your book, you notice that during the course of this whole build-up to the American Revolutionary War, there was protest, boycotts, violent protests by patriot groups such as Thunder Liberty against both Loyalists, Neutralists, and these British officials that were stationed in the American colonies. And so this creates a propaganda war, so to speak, not only physical but also through word and image. People like Benjamin Franklin, Paul Revere, other patriots, what they did was they created newsletters, newspapers, prints, images that was seen as propaganda or language that was used to persuade others that was anti-British. And British and the Loyalists did the exact same thing. You know, they made newspapers and things of that nature. So in my next podcast I'll make, what I'll do is I'll go over some different propaganda that all four sides used. Well, Neutralists really didn't use propaganda. They were just sort of reporting on the events. But I'll go over and kind of explain how propaganda was used by all the sides involved in this American Revolution.